Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On the Minnesota Goodbye, sometimes we have a ton of stuff to talk about. It's like, oh, let's do this. We won't have time. And this is really cool. Let's do this. But instead, we're going to listen to somebody else entertain you on Fallon's cell phone.
Yeah, well, let me just start by saying that I get such a plethora of delight from direct messages from people on Instagram. That is how Justin randomly saw my poll I did the other day where I posted, do you like Fritos or these old Dutch bistro blend better? I know you haven't had it, Dave, but bistro blend is baller. And it was a crazy outpour of votes. People didn't want to choose. And then someone who actually works at Old Dutch saw it and he's like, I'm going to bring chips in. There's a prime example of a glorious encounter in direct messages on Instagram. So you seem so confused.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. So I got this message just now and she's dying laughing because the girl actually mentions Fallon's, which my name is pretty unique. My name is never mentioned on anything other than the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah.
So this is a woman I'm going to read what the initial video says first. It says, basically she's making fun of the name Kate and like, what is she going to do? And so this girl does a response video, and it just made me laugh because she said my name.
What kind of white girls you know? Because I live in the South, and I live in the country, and white bitches down here don't fuck around. Like, the Heathers, the Laurens, the Aprils, the Fallons, they gon' kill you. Like, they get up in the morning in the cold and they go out in the woods and in the water and they shoot defenseless animals that did nothing to them. Just think about what these bitches are about to do to you because, honey.
So she's basically saying crazy sees no color. These like because I think the original video was about like if you cheat on a girl, like cheat with a white girl's guy, she isn't going to do anything to you. And then this woman comes on, she's black and she's like, no, let me confirm. White bitches down in the South are just as crazy.
Really?
Crazy sees no color, and it made me laugh.
Hey, where she got Fallon, though, that's crazy, because she did pull out the most white girl names, April and Lauren.
Yeah, Heather or whatever. It was so random.
Heather might have been one of them,
I don't know, yeah. And I'm like, and I got a shout-out. I feel so honored. So I feel like I need to comment on that. But like, thank you. Yes, I am crazy. You are right. And while people don't think Southern Indiana is from the South, we consider it. We're so close to Kentucky, we have the twang. Like, if you go mid, like Indianapolis, Northern Indiana, they don't have it like we do, but Southern Indiana.
You're down by Louisville. Twang. There's kind of a dividing line. I lived in Columbus, Ohio for 4 years, and in Columbus, Ohio, there's no accent. It's just a straight up accent. But you get outside like 40, 50 miles down toward Kentucky or over toward Pennsylvania or West Virginia. That's one thing, not Pennsylvania, West Virginia. And there's this little bit of a twang. And so when I first worked there and people would call in and say, hey, could you guys play some Sticks? I'd be like, what the fuck? There's accents here in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
No, they were just a little bit south. So there's like a dividing line that runs roughly south of your town, Evansville, Indiana.
Well, that's where I went to college. I'm from New Washington, Indiana.
Oh, New Washington.
It's like 2 hours
and
away
Columbus,
from there.
Ohio. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So. There's a little, people say we have an accent in Minnesota, and there is, but not in the Twin Cities, I don't think. But if you go up north, it's like, oh, yeah, you betcha. You go out to Litchfield, especially like the older people, you know. But some younger people got to pick it up, too, a little bit. And you kind of got it a little bit, whether you admit it or not, because Allison lives here in the Twin Cities, and she grew up here since she was two. And when she goes traveling for work, people are like, oh, my God, where are you from?
It's definitely in the Twin Cities. I don't know if it's – I've only just encountered all these people that came in from other areas, but I don't mind it. I think it's delightful. Everyone has, like – it doesn't bother me at all, but I do think it's because the problem is everyone thinks that you sound like the people from Fargo, but you don't. But there is a very distinct sound to 90% of the people that I meet here in Minnesota that are from Minnesota. It may not be as aggressive as like a Fargo because it It just isn't. That's just not even realistic.
Well, Fargo was like way over the top. Yes. It was like, oh, yeah, you betcha, Mr. Gunderson. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's there. It's like it's always there. And it's always just like anything with me, with my Southern drawl, when it'll come out, it's like certain words where it's stronger. Like I always, always said, instead of like I like a car wheel, I always said will. Always. Like
will?
All those words, like still instead of steal. It like it's just like a way that we say words, and I never knew I said them weird until I might have been in Reno. I can't remember where it was, but they're like, hey, you know that you say will instead of wheel like on a car, and I'm like, yeah, it's a will, like you have wheels on your car, and they're like, no, it's wheels, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a hillbilly.
You also say you say vehicle instead of vehicle.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, no, you definitely do, because you're talking about going to TGK Auto or whatever, and it's like, yeah, take your vehicle, which to me is a little bit hillbilly, because
really?
We dignified people say vehicle. The H is almost silent. Vehicle.
Vehicle.
You definitely say vehicle.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just seeing how I say it.
Yeah.
Like, I believe you. I don't know. But there are definitely so many, like, I mean, the obvious one with Minnesota is people make fun of how they say bags, which bags is a weird, like, pronounced word here.
Or bullet. Anything with the O, the long O sound. But home, no. Allison, her entire childhood, until she got a little bit better at it, said, no. So one time she's fighting with her friend Kayla. No, Kayla. So whenever I want to annoy Allison, I'll be like, no, Dada. We're checking emails, and honestly, we don't have a lot of emails, so that's going to wrap it up for the Minnesota goodbye. Now, that's not true, but this is how dependent we are sometimes on emails, because I don't really have a whole lot more to add, except, what's going on this weekend? I'm not really doing anything this weekend. I'm going to watch football on Sunday, and other than that, I don't really have anything that I got to do this weekend.
I don't think I have to do, but I know that we're going to go on a date. Jake and I, we haven't gone out since I think probably September is what I want to think, because that's when we moved and everything was so busy. But our anniversary was in September. So I think I actually don't even know if we went out anywhere, but we haven't gone out just me and him anywhere. And then last weekend I saw Jenny's pictures where she and Andrew went to the Restoration Hardware store in Edina. I was like, oh, I'm going to see if they have reservations. And they didn't for Friday. They do for Saturday. So I booked that. But then now they're saying it's going to be like a snowstorm Saturday.
Oh, tomorrow is?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Let me start off by saying my mom says this all the time. My mom is like she freaks out over everything. So anytime that there's any word of snow, she'll be like, you may want to cancel all plans. I hear there's going to be snow. And I'll be like, yeah, it's Minnesota, so it's a little different than Indiana, Mom. Like, we don't cancel our entire lives because there's predicted snow. So we're playing it by ear. But, like, watching Olive for a date night is the most cake gig ever, because she goes to bed at 6 p.m. So no one has to, like, sit up and entertain her to babysit her. They just get to sit on the couch and watch TV. And Jake and I don't go out for long. We go out. We know what we want to order. We look at the menu before we go. So we know we want to order.
Oh, do you really? You don't get this. So you look before you get to the restaurant.
Oh,
you look.
Oh, God. I
really?
Can't wait. Yeah. I love being like, oh, look, Jake, did you see these desserts? And he's like, yeah, hell yeah. Oh, which sandwich are you going to get? And we get like real hype about
it. Oh, I've never tried that.
It's a buildup. And then we get there. Sometimes he'll change it up. And that's crazy. It's crazy talk. Like, oh, my God, I thought you were getting the burger and you're getting the fried chicken, you animal. And then, yeah, so we're going to go there. And then we literally get like maybe one drink on a date night. And then I'm like, well, we have the whole night. You want to go home? And he's like, yep. And we're usually, like, if our dinner is at 6, I bet you $1,000 we're home by 7:30 tomorrow, unless service is terrible or something, you know, unless like it's super. So we'll be at home. My mom is like, basically she spends more time driving to our house and home than we're actually gone. So
that's cool that you're going out, though. That's good. I'm the same way. I don't like to get home too late. We had dinner last night at 6. Susan screwed up the reservation, so we didn't get a table till about 6:45. And it was fine, but I'm a little bit different. I don't look at the menu before I get there. Benihana, I always know what I'm going to get. I get the same thing
every time.
I never venture out of my comfort zone. But I always like to narrow it down to like 3 or 4 choices at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And when the server comes up, on the spot, I make a decision. I'm always, and Susan's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I won't know until the server gets here.
Yeah.
because you can't, it's nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? You make three or four choices and you get one of them, you're still going to get something you like.
Yeah. Here are two mistakes I make in that situation. Where like maybe we just last minute decided to go somewhere, so I didn't have time to pre-examine the menu. I will always narrow it down to like two things, like you said. And this is what I do. I ask the server, which one of these two do you like better? And I swear I don't know what it is. Every time they tell me which one they like better, all of a sudden the other one sounds so much better. And I get the other one and I feel guilty. Second thing, servers do this a lot and it gives me doubt on my order. So like say I'm at dinner with you, Jenny, and Jake, and you ordered the fish and the server's like, oh, that's my favorite thing on the menu. I'm always like, well, fuck. Should I have gotten the fish? Shit, that's her favorite thing on the menu. And now I doubt what I ordered the rest of the time because they made that comment. So I get very stressed out over it.
You stress over the weirdest stuff.
Thank you.
I tell Allison, I used to say, there is no wrong choice. Dad, should I have a cookie or a Little Debbie cake? Allison, there's no wrong choice. You're going to enjoy both. I don't know, Dad. I can't decide. This is Susan's thing at a restaurant. She is the lady of 1,000 questions. So the French onion soup, is that really good? Is it fresh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really good. Okay. Is that chef's salad? Can you do that with dressing on the side? Now, these are not actual questions that she would ask. But it's like, can you please make up your goddamn mind or at least ask your questions a little bit faster? Is the steak, I mean, when they make the steak medium, is it really medium or is it really medium rare?
Oh, God.
Well, it's definitely a medium. Okay. Fucking decide what you want. I'm hungry.
Yeah. I am like you. So Jake doesn't do questions. He's too nervous. He would never ask a question. Like, he would never ask the soup of the day. Even if all day long he's been like, I want soup. He would never ask because he'd be embarrassed. But what he does do that's highly annoying is he, like I said, we know what we want. He's been planning on the burger the whole time. The waitress will come up. He pulls up the menu and takes his finger and goes, I'll have the, I'm like, you motherfucker. You know you're getting the fucking burger. Just say it. And it'll be like this whole thing. And he does the same thing for, then she'll ask the drink. He knew what drink he's getting, but now he has to scan the menu 75 times to find it. And I'm like, get out. He did that one time at the place that Jenny used to work, the Bulldog in Northeast, and I nearly died because Jake doesn't order anywhere we go. He never orders like a standard Bud Light. He always orders like an IPA or something, you know, like he loves an IPA. So we go to the Bulldog. They are known for having like local brewery beers on tap. He does this shit with the menu for like 20 minutes. Of course, it was like 13 seconds, but to me, it feels like 20 minutes. And he's like, I'll have a Stella. I was like, and they go, yeah, we don't carry that here. We do like, and I'm like, then he has to re-examine the menu.
Oh.
And I was like, you never even order Stellas. Like, that's not even, like, yeah, if we bought beer for our house, maybe we'd get Stella because why not? But you're at a brewery type of place. You like brewery beer. Why are you ordering? It was so. So anyway, obviously, that was a day that I almost killed Jake. So
here's another restaurant. Just a little thing here. When you ask the server, and Susan will do this too. I never ask the server, how is the linguine with the white clam sauce? Is that good? Because you know, goddamn, they're going to lie. They haven't had every item on the menu. They've probably worked there for about 6 weeks. And sometimes it's like, you know what? They really do know.
Yeah, some places, I think, make you try every item on the menu. But
yeah, but I mean, let's
place.
Face it. Down at Applebee's, you don't need to ask them, how are the riblets? Oh, they're superb.
Because everything at Applebee's is good.
Yeah, but if you go down to Murray's or something like that and you get the new guy and you're like, tell me, how is the rack of lamb? Is that well prepared? Does it come with a mint sauce? Shut the fuck up. We're swearing a lot on this podcast. We really don't need to swear this much on the podcast. But if you are a server, tell me, when people ask you, how is the veal? Have you really tried it? Have you really tried the fettuccine Alfredo or the chicken Alfredo? Or are you just making it up? Okay. Also, what's the worst kind of customer to have? Is it the one like Susan who asks a million questions and then goes,
I would think the custom or order person has to be the worst,
the
right?
Who?
The custom order. Or it's like, can you do that without the onions, but add like some Gouda? But oh, you know what? Actually, does that bread on the side have gluten? Do you have gluten-free bread? Okay, yeah. Then, you know what? I don't want that at all. Let me start over.
Let me start over.
And I want this way and this removed and this added.
I wonder if a server's ever said, you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit more time to think about it. Let me know when you're ready. And then walked off because I would. That would be my polite way of saying, get it together. And that is going to be it for the Minnesota Goodbye. Let me check and see how we did on our time here with absolutely nothing to talk about. We're at 14 minutes and 34 seconds, so we're doing pretty good. Seriously, we can get by if you don't send an email. We love you no matter what. But if you do send an email, that helps it out. Especially if you're a server, let us know whether you do know everything on the menu and the worst kind of customer to have, whether it's the peruser, the questioner, the mind changer, whatever it is, ryanshow@kdwb.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.